This morning we're continuing our Following Jesus series as we've been working our way through the Gospel of Matthew, learning about good news from a tax collector. As Matthew went from being a tax collector, collecting taxes for the Empire of Rome, to giving that up in order to follow Jesus fully. And we learn lessons from him, from his writings, the good news of Jesus that he shared with us. Next week we'll conclude this series as we finish out the book of Matthew. And then on September 28th, in 3 weeks, we'll begin a new series, Knowing the Basics. And there's, I mentioned last week, there are postcards out in the Welcome Center and on the name tag table that you can take with you and use those to help invite people to join you as we take a look at some of the basics that we believe as the body of Christ, as Christians. And so that's coming up, and I'd encourage you to not only be here for that, but to invite others that may be wondering, what's this Christianity thing about? And invite them to join you. This morning we come to a topic that's not an easy topic. It's a topic that we all face, but we tend to try to avoid. Not only do we try to avoid completing the topic, we try to avoid talking about it. And that's death. A message as we look at Jesus hanging on the cross. For those that may have been at the Good Friday service that was held at Westside, I used this same passage, but I want to relook at it this morning on being ready to die. I suspect if you were to ask people today, if you would ask people that you encounter this week, are you ready to die? Most of them would probably say, no, I don't think so. You may encounter some that would say yes. Perhaps someone that is connected with God and they just feel comfortable with their relationship with God. It doesn't mean they're wanting to die, but they would say, yeah, I'm ready. If God says today's my day, I'm ready. But I think most people, well, we have things we still want to do. And we're not ready. But what happens when we move it beyond the physical death to the death to self that God says is required? Are we ready to die to self so that we can live for Christ? The Bible tells us that no one can serve two masters. We either become a slave to one and we ignore the other, or we become a slave to the other and ignore the one. We have to choose, and when we choose Jesus, his requirements are fairly basic. He says, if anyone would come after me, they must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. And so we gather and we must ask ourselves that question daily, am I ready to die to self? As Jesus went through the mockery of a trial, as he approached the cross, there was a question I believe he had to ask himself. Was he ready to die? And I believe he had to ask himself that question because of all of the people that ever lived on earth, he was one that could have stopped it. We don't have a lot of control when it's our time to die as to whether we keep living or not. Jesus could have. In fact, even as he hung on the cross, he had those around him that would mock him and they would challenge him. If you really are the Son of God, if you really are who you say, then come down off of there, save yourself. But I believe Jesus was ready to die because he knew what it would accomplish. In fact, he made it clear to his disciples and to those that followed him that for one reason and one reason only, he had come to the earth, and that was to seek and to save that which was lost. The only way to save that which was lost was to pay the penalty that they could not pay. The penalty of death. And so when we look at the life of Jesus and when we understand he was ready to die because he knew in doing so he would actually create life. Typical practical illustration that Jesus used that was a part of my growing up on the farm. Jesus says, unless a seed falls into the ground and dies, it will never be more than what it is. We plant seeds so that that seed dies and produces new life. And that new life then produces an abundant crop. And I've tried it this year because of just circumstances. We didn't plant a garden, and surprise, surprise, no garden grew. The weeds did, but the garden didn't. And when we're following Jesus and we're ready to die to self, it's that choosing that I'm no longer important because God is important. And so what does it look like from the example of Jesus for us? Well, I believe there's three things that I can see out of Jesus hanging on the cross and his death that ought to help us be ready to die to ourselves so that we can live for Christ. The first thing is that we must be ready to declare. When we die to self, then we declare that somebody else is in charge. We declare that we're no longer the most important person in our universe, let alone the universe. As we look at Jesus as he's hanging on the cross, Matthew chapter 27, beginning at verse 37, what you find is there were declarations being made by others about Jesus, and then a declaration by him. Verse 37, above his head they had placed the written charge against him. This is Jesus, King of the Jews. Now two robbers were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross if you really are the Son of God. And in the same way, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders mocked him. Well, he saved others, they said. But he can't save himself? He's the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross and we will believe him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants him. For he said, I am the Son of God. And in the same way, the robbers who were crucified with him also heaped insults on him. And from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? When you choose and you're ready to die to self, there's a declaration that you no longer exist as you once were. Jesus understood as he declared on the cross that God had turned his back for a time because of the sin that was present on him. And did we declare daily, just the reprehensible nature of the sin that we find ourselves drawn to. When we're ready to die to self, we declare that sin has no place in our life, that sin has separated us from the living God. It's that separation from God that draws us to a need to die to self so that we can be with God. When we're ready to die so that we can truly live, we declare our reliance on the blood sacrifice of Jesus to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But the great news about being ready to die is not only do we declare our dependence upon God, not only do we declare the separation that sin has caused, but when we choose to die to self, we open ourselves up to inviting others to join us. Because it's no longer all about us. Until we die to self, we can be a pretty selfish person. It's the nature of who we are. We tend to think first of ourselves. And when Jesus is hanging on the cross, not only does he declare his dependence upon his Father and the separation that sin has caused, but he invites the world to come and know him. As we move down a little bit in Matthew chapter 27, down to verse 50, it's in this death of Jesus that we find the invitation being open to everybody. And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. And at that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split. The tombs broke open and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs, and after Jesus' resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many people. Wouldn't that freak you out? And when the centurion and those who were with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified. And they exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." And I don't know, you may have heard that, you may have read that, and you're still thinking, well, where's the invitation? Well, to understand the invitation is important to recognize and to understand the history of the temple. The temple was designed in layers. And there was this outer court layer that even the Gentiles could come and they could have some visual connection with what was going on in God's house. But they were not allowed any further. And then there was another court where the Jewish people could come and they could present their offerings and their sacrifices to God. But that's as far as they could go. And you had an inner court where the priest could go. You had the most holy of holies where a priest, the high priest, could go once a year. But separating the very presence of God from the general population was this curtain. And the Bible says that the moment that Jesus died, that that curtain was torn in two from top to bottom. Inviting all to come and see God. When we choose to die to self, we're choosing to allow people to see into our life and see the presence of God living within us. When we live for self, we kind of surround ourselves with a curtain that hides who we really are because, well, we don't even like who we really are. Why would others like who we really are? And it's why we die to self so that we can live in Christ, and that curtain that surrounds us is torn in two and it exposes the nature of God's Spirit dwelling within us. And it's the nature of God's Spirit to invite. Jesus says, "Let all who are thirsty come and drink." And when we're ready to die to self, we find ourselves ready to invite all to join us in pursuing Jesus. If there are people that are crossing your mind right now that said, we talked about the new series coming up and the postcards that are available. And said, well, I don't have anybody I would invite. The people I know, I wouldn't want them here. Now, if that thought crosses our mind, then there's still a need to die to self so that we're willing to invite anyone and everyone. God says that He so loved the world that He gave His only Son. That invitation for everyone to come to Him. When we're ready to die to self, we're no longer concerned about what others have done or haven't done. We're concerned about inviting people to Jesus. We're concerned about Him being made known. Dying to self is critical for Jesus to be seen more accurately. And I just want to make it clear, this dying to self is not something that we do once and say it's done. It's a process. Because as we choose to die to self, tomorrow I discover there's more of self still here. And I keep cutting through those layers, and God's Spirit keeps cutting through those layers. And as He cuts through those layers, I choose to declare His goodness. I choose to invite others to see. When I think about how that works, I think about the Samaritan woman at the well. She was willing to let that curtain that surrounded her be torn as Jesus exposed the nature of her life. And rather than being embarrassed by it, rather than being filled with shame by it, because it's Jesus exposing it, when we expose the sin of others, it tends to bring shame. It tends to bring embarrassment. But when Jesus exposes it, our sin to us, it ought to give us freedom. And that's what happened as Jesus tore the curtain that surrounded this woman's life. She went back to the village, and her response to all of the villagers was, "Come and see." It was an invitation. I've died to self. Jesus has been exposed in me. And I want everyone to see it. And so when we choose to die to self, we declare our need for a Savior. We declare that God has been separated from us because of our sin. And we learn to invite others to respond to the invitation of God. But when we die to self, we also must be ready to embrace. And I think this follows closely with being ready to invite, because one of the reasons we don't want to invite people is we're not ready to embrace them. We may not want them to be lost, but we don't want to be friends with them. And as we look at the nature of Jesus, we continue down in chapter 27, verse 55. It says, "Many women were there watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for His needs. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. And as evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had become a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus, and Pilate ordered that it be given to him. And Joseph took the body, wrapped it in clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance of the tomb, and he went away. And Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting there opposite the tomb. Even in dying, Jesus was being embraced by those that loved him. They were confused. They really did not yet understand what had just taken place and why it took place. But they were there for him. And when we choose to be ready to die to self, we choose to be ready to embrace others, even if we don't understand fully what's going on in their life. Even if we don't understand why things have had to happen the way they've happened. We learn from the example of Jesus. We learn from the example of his disciples that the love that comes from God is not simply a love that is meant to come and rest upon us. It's a love that is meant to come to us and flow through us. The embrace that we receive from God's Spirit, the comfort that we receive from Him, the fellowship. Paul would write in this crazy verse, he says, I want to know the sufferings of Jesus. And think, why in the world would anyone want to know the sufferings of someone else, let alone our own sufferings? Well, he makes it clear. He says, I want to participate in the suffering so that in some way I might also join in the resurrection. There was an understanding that the resurrection only happened because of the death. And what's the point of a resurrection if you haven't died? And this embracing of life, this embracing of dying to self, helps us to live a new life, which embraces the people around us. I am certain that in a group with this many people in here, if none of us had come to know Jesus, and we all met at a park on some random Friday night, I'm certain we wouldn't all get along. There'd be not a willingness to embrace, let alone be in the same city. Why? Because sin separates us from one another just as it separates us from God. But we can gather and worship God together, and we can gather outside of this place and fellowship together because we've learned to embrace one another because we've been embraced by God. And all of a sudden, those things that would have separated us because of the sin in our life are no longer present, or they're no longer important. And we gather as one. Not because we're all alike. That would be far too easy. We gather as one because we've all been cleansed by the blood of Jesus, and we've been embraced by His love. And we can gather with differences of opinion. And we can say to one another, I don't agree with that, but I love you. And we can mean it. It's not just a band-aid that we put over the surface. It's an actual embrace. that says, I care. And because I care, I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to love. You see, being ready to die to self, while it may sound drastic, it actually prepares us to be ready to live for others. Living for self is a very easy thing. It's not a very productive thing, but it's easy. Living for others, oh, that requires a new nature. And that new nature does not come until the old is gone. Apostle Paul writes and he says, if anyone is in Christ, oh, behold, they are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. And we gather today to choose to be ready to die to self so that through us, Christ can live in our workplace. Through us, Christ can live in our schools. Through us, Christ can live in our community. Through us, Christ can live in our state, in our nation, in our world. Because we've been ready to declare our need for God. We've been ready to invite others to join us. We've been ready to embrace all who come. This morning, we come to a time of decision. If you're here this morning, if you're with us online and you've never died to self, you've never been buried with Christ so that you can live a resurrected life with Him, that's where it begins. I'd love to talk with you about that. A few moments, we're going to sing a song of decision and a song that leads us into our communion time. And during that song, if you want to discuss your need to die to self, your need to be baptized, your need to surrender, you're welcome to join me in a room to my left and we can begin that discussion. As I say each week, we gather, most of us, because we've made that decision. We've surrendered to Christ. We've been buried with Him. We've been risen with Him. We want to live for Him and we still need help. And so our decision this morning as those who belong to Jesus has more to do with our daily walk. Daily will I declare the evil of sin that separates us from God and one another. My need for God. Daily will I invite others. Not simply invite them to come to church with you, that's a good thing, but invite them to Jesus, that's the more important thing. Will I embrace all who come, regardless of background, regardless of bank account levels, regardless of skin color, regardless of anything? Will I embrace them with the love that God has embraced me with? If you're here this morning and you just need somebody to pray with you, you're welcome during this next song to join me in the room to my left as well. You're also always welcome to get somebody around you and say, hey, would you pray with me? You can pray where you're at. You can go off into one of these other rooms, go off in the lobby and pray together. But spend time. Because this song not only helps us to reflect on the Word of God, which was just presented, it helps prepare us to gather around the Lord's table. We remember His death. We remember His readiness to die so that we can live. And He says, whenever we gather around His table, we proclaim not only His death, but we proclaim His resurrection, because we proclaim that death until He comes. And so this morning, If there's a decision that you need to pray about, that you need to talk about, you're welcome to come and join me. But I pray that for every person, God's Spirit has helped you be a little more prepared today to die to self and live for Christ. Would you stand as we sing?